Medical marijuana may be legal in New Jersey, but that hasn't made it easier for some residents to get certain forms of the drug. Megan Wilson's young daughter, Vivian, has a severe form of epilepsy called Dravet's syndrome. Wilson says it can be hard to treat, but that cannabis has proven helpful in reducing the symptoms.
One of its unique characteristics, I suppose you can say, is that it doesn't respond really well to conventional medications. So Vivian started seizing at 2 months of age, and by 13 months of age, she had already failed 7 conventional FDA-approved pharmaceutical medications. In fact, her seizures in that first year all lasted between 25 minutes and an hour long.
How would an edible form of marijuana help Vivian?
Well, our hope is that by taking an edible form, like in an oil, a high CBD strain of cannabis, that this is helping children, particularly out west, control their seizures. And in fact, putting some very serious forms of epilepsy like Dravet syndrome almost into remission, where kids are just going seizure-free for extended periods of time.
What is the problem with getting that edible form in New Jersey?
Oh, there are a lot of problems. Really, the biggest issue we're facing in New Jersey right now is that the type of strains that Vivian would need, and anyone with epilepsy for that matter, not even necessarily children, but we just don't have those strains on the East Coast. They're becoming very popular now in Colorado and California, even Michigan, but we don't have those strains that I know of in any of the legal states on the East Coast. And then on top of that, you know, when Christie signed off on the last bill, he only allowed edibles for minors. And there aren't a lot of minors registered with the program in New Jersey, as you can imagine, maybe 20 at most. And it's you know, another part of the business for a dispensary to start that edible process. So as much as the two functioning dispensaries want to help, I don't know, you know, from a business perspective, is it really worth it for them to get into the edible business, you know, for 20 kids?
Governor Christie says he's done with medical marijuana laws. He's signed the bills, and he doesn't want to go any further. Let's hear something from what he said recently.
I am done expanding the medical marijuana program under any circumstances. So we're done. And the program works fine for people who are truly ill, and I would tell you again that, you know, there's no outpouring of people signing up for this program.
How do you feel when you hear the governor say that people who are truly ill are getting what they need?
That statement makes my blood boil so badly. There's no outpouring of people registering for the program because the program is completely dysfunctional. It's a very expensive program, and up until October, there weren't any dispensaries in the state selling cannabis to patients. I think of the maybe 1,500 patients registered with the state, I could be wrong, but I think at this point 400, 450 patients have been able to legally purchase cannabis through the program. So I would not call that a success. I would not say that the truly sick people of New Jersey are getting their medicine. That is a completely false statement.
So there is a bill in the legislature now that would allow for people in New Jersey to buy marijuana, the edible forms that they may need from other states?
So we discussed with our Assemblywoman Linda Stender introducing a new bill that would allow reciprocity with Colorado. And the thinking behind this was, you know, to allow patients who are legal cardholders in both states to obtain the medicine they need until they can get it in New Jersey. It wouldn't change New Jersey's program at all in terms of, you know, Christie saying, I'm done expanding the program. This isn't really an expansion of the program. It's just allowing patients to get their medicine somewhere else until New Jersey can provide what they need.
Are you optimistic at all that the governor might change his mind?
No, not at all.
So what are you going to do?
You know, we're really focusing on moving to Colorado at this point. I think that's what we have to do. We hear that some of the new dispensaries are going to have these strains, but honestly, we've been hearing things for over a year now. And, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. But in the meantime, you know, Vivian's 2.5. We want to give her the best life possible. And if that means going to Colorado to get her on this treatment, then that's what we have to do.
Megan Wilson and her husband Brian of Scotch Plains, New Jersey, are strong proponents of using medical marijuana to treat sick children.